The cream corn goes in at 8 o'clock here at Hank FM, but to fully prepare and to, well, know our corn as well as,
thank you. Corn!
As well as we possibly can before the cream corn goes in. I do believe we have on the hotline right now a noted corn expert. Do we have you, Delbert? Is that?
Well, yes. Good morning. This is Delbert Mays.
Okay. Delbert.
Honored to be had on by y'all today.
Well, thank you. We're happy to have you, Delbert.
And you are where are you, Delbert?
Well, I'm here on my family farm, the Mays Farm here in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Grand
Heart of corn country.
Mm-hmm. Heart of corn country.
Go Big Red.
Go Cornhuskers, yeah. And you're an expert?
Well, being an expert means that I am part of a bloodline and a family that has been corning.
Corning?
That's right, corning.
Oh,
corning.
Since we first crossed the Mississippi back in the day, I do believe that's correct. I'm a bit of an expert on the subject.
Well, that's good. I'm glad we have
you. I'm associated with many other different type of corn foundations and other organizations.
Sure.
Corn organizations.
Corn-ig-ization.
But yes, it runs deep in my family here. We
generationally.
We like to say from the cornfields to the kettle to the grave. That's what our family motto is.
Aww.
That's depressing.
Well, it does get lonely in a cornfield. So yeah,
well, I can understand that.
But
yeah.
I'm excited to be on y'all's radio program.
Well,
I heard about all the fun y'all been having with all the corn this whole time. I've never heard of a radio show talk as much about corn.
Well,
as evidently y'all have, it's made national, well, at least through the corn community.
It's spread. There's popping up here and there. There's a corn community?
Yes, there is a corn community.
There is.
We have corn community chat boards up there. We've got corn community Facebooks.
Oh.
Y'all ought to come to one of our big national corn conventions.
That sounds exciting.
Corn convention.
Cornvention.
Cornvention, right.
Yes.
Got a lot of them.
They're popping?
A lot?
We got a lot of them. Yeah.
A lot of these meetups.
Well, we have a lot of, I said it gets really lonely out here in the cornfields, too, so
we try
to get here. But yes, there's the National Corn Convention.
National Corn Convention.
There's the Cornvention, which is an offshoot. There's the Shucking Symposium.
The Shucking Symposium?
And then there's Cornicon.
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 Yeah, that's for the up-and-coming corners.
Oh, out there. The younger corn.
Now, the next crop, if you will.
Hi, Delbert.
Oh, look at that.
A veritable cornucopia, if you will.
Yeah,
corn fun for you and your family, because I'm glad y'all are spreading the message. Corn can be fun.
Absolutely.
Feel that, yeah.
And there are many sciences and arts of corn.
Are there?
A lot of them.
Well, there's cornology. In fact, my sister is an official cornologist.
I'm sorry.
You can be, you know, a...
Yeah.
Then there's going through the history of corn. You'd be a...
Right.
A cornographer. Well, that's the art of cornography.
Mm. Excuse me.
I'm sorry?
We do seem to get that reaction a lot.
I would think.
That's actually coming up at our next meeting, maybe to Renee. But it does mean a lot to my family.
Well, that means a lot to us.
All of those corn farmers, except my brother, who's the one, he's the outlier. He's the one that went into our...
Yeah?
He went into our armed services.
Did he?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. He's a colonel.
Got right.
Yeah.
Y'all have fun on your radio show about corn coming up.
Thank you. We will.
There,
we will. Thank you.
I hope it don't fall on no deaf ears.
There is Delbert Mays.
Little corny.
Yeah.
Corny. Just corny jokes. Yeah.